אתם עם SBS בעברית. The talk of the week, besides COVID-19, is politics in New South Wales. The New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian remains under pressure after she admitted having a personal relationship with disgraced former Wagga Wagga MP Daryl Maguire. The Independent Commission Against Corruption, ICAC, is investigating a range of allegations against Mr. Maguire, including that he misused his public office to broker property deals in Western Sydney that would financially benefit him. ICAC is questioning former New South Wales MP Maguire for the first time since it was revealed that he had five-year relationship with State Premier Gladys Berejiklian. Mr. Maguire was forced to resign from the State Parliament in 2018 after appearing at a corruption inquiry. However, the relationship with Ms. Berejiklian continued until last August, though she denied any knowledge of Mr. Maguire's dealing. Speaking last week, Ms. Berejiklian said that she knew wrongdoing was occurring, she would have had acted swiftly, and she mistakenly trusted Mr. Maguire. She faced, actually last week, two no-confidence motions in Parliament, in the upper and the lower houses. As opposition leader Jodie Mackay said that the Premier had turned a blind eye to corruption when she introduced the motion in the lower house. However, Ms. Berejiklian survived both motions. And Mr. Maguire admitted to the inquiry that he accepted thousands of dollars in cash at his parliamentary office and using his parliamentary office resources to advance the interests of a corporate entity linked to him. The cash came from his business associate, Maggie Wong, as part of a cash for visas scheme for Chinese nationals. Daryl Maguire also told the corruption hearing he helped set up a meeting between a property developer and State Premier Gladys Berejiklian in 2017. He admitted that he deliberately arranged a meeting with property developer Joseph Allah at Parliament House during a sitting week, knowing the Premier would be on site.
The possibility that you would be able to introduce him or allow him to see the Premier by way of a drop-in.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
He knew Mr. Allah didn't want to see the Premier just to meet her. He wanted to discuss his planning issue with her that was so frustrating.
His emails and texts said, correct.
And that was the whole purpose of him coming to Parliament House on the 15th of November with his models.
Mr. Maguire claims only general niceties and greetings were exchanged in that unscheduled meeting. He did recall more memories of that event.
Joe was insistent on saying hello. And so down we went and I asked, can we pop in? Would have taken less than 2 minutes and we left.
He said he couldn't recall another time in which he took the developer into the Premier's office. He also claimed no property matters were discussed. But it wasn't the only time Mr. Maguire mentioned the woman he was having a secret relationship with. In an intercepted phone call as part of the investigation into Mr. Maguire's alleged dealing, he explained how he would advise of ways for clients like property developers to contact ministers.
You just CC Gladys Berejiklian, all right? You just send it to Roberts and you CC Gladys and send a copy to me. I'll get it for all right?
During the questioning, there were several moments where Mr. Maguire could have contradicted his ex-partner, the Premier, over what she did or didn't know about his alleged wrongdoing. Instead, he seems to be overcome with amnesia.
I did. It's vague. Can't be clear, I'm sorry. Can't recall what specifics or it might have been a broad discussion. I can't recall.
The Anti-Corruption Service heard the former MP would talk to Gladys Berejiklian about general problems or issues in his life, clearing debts and property deals, including a $1.5 million earning for a land sale near He's the new Western Sydney Airport. Those business dealings have put pressure on Miss Berejiklian after she disclosed she had a secret relationship with him for 5 years, which ended in August. Miss Berejiklian denies any wrongdoings.
I provided assistance as a witness on Monday in great detail. I was forthright, direct, much to my personal detriment, but I had to do it because it is in the public interest. And I say to the people of New South Wales that every day that I have been in this place since 2003, I've worked hard, my guts out for the people.
State opposition leader Jodie McKay was critical of Ms. Berejiklian in Parliament, saying that the people of New South Wales have lost trust in her as Premier and she should remove herself immediately. However, some New South Wales government MPs support Ms. Berejiklian, such as Transport Minister Andrew Constance.
I don't think the Premier's done anything wrong. Every element of his activities in terms of what he disclosed to the Premier, he had an obligation to report as part of his pecuniary interests. He didn't do that.
Mr. Maguire made multiple other admissions, including using his Parliament House office to receive cash commissions for a cash for visa scheme, as I mentioned. He considered he was involved in businesses and was willing to lie to immigration officials. He also confessed he secretly directed Gateway International, a firm that earned commissions for linking Chinese buyers with Australian businesses. It has been revealed that his legal costs are being covered by New South Wales taxpayers. And he's also receiving a parliamentary pension of $80,000 a year. Those costs and pension salary will, however, be revoked if he is convicted of a serious criminal offence. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.